Hello everyone and welcome back to Thickcast. I'm your host, Molly Edwards. Hope you've had a lovely Christmas, a lovely new year, and we are finally back in 2025. I am back with a wonderful guest who's been a friend of mine for a very, very long time. It is Olga.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
You
Finally
like to...
here. Finally, I'm
No,
here.
I know. We've brought you on. So, do you want to give everyone kind of a background story of like who you are, where you've been currently competing, things like that? Because obviously, the main thing that we want to talk today is obviously before Christmas, the NPC dropped a little bombshell on us.
Yeah.
That was Fit Model. And we've basically sat and listened to probably every podcast that's been out, Talk by Tyler, everything. So, we're kind of very well prepared to talk to you all about this podcast as well.
Yeah, so well, for the people that doesn't know me, I'm Olga. I've been coached in the pre biking teams, and I started competing in bikini back in 2019. It was my first ever show. I did, oh my God, is this even a real, like I did Miami Pro? Because the thing is, I didn't even know what the thing was about, you know? So I just tried. And I thought for me, it was like just the fact of standing there for me was like a win-win because I lost a lot of weight and, I wanted to get more. So I put that goal and then I thought if I don't like it, I'll leave it. But the thing is, I loved it. So I carried on. And along the years, I've just been improving. That's the main thing. I've been improving and I've competed in the UK DFBA. In Tubros, in PCA, in WMBF, and in NFM.
Yeah.
I don't think I've missed any. Yeah, because basically, I think that's the only federation I haven't done is FedEx, I think. Well, or NAVA or any of those. I haven't done those, but yeah. So everything started back in 2019.
Yeah, it's funny. I think things back then were so different as well. I was actually having a conversation with a friend of mine who competed as well, like been doing it for years, and the way the industry has changed is massive. And
In a
like,
short period of time.
yeah, and even things like I was saying to her, because she sent me a photo of her, like I think it was in like 2018. She's like, oh my God, like the state of the bikini and all this. And she's like, and like, I wasn't even that lean when I look back. And I was like, yeah, but none of us were. I was like, loads of us just prepped ourselves. We went on stage, like, we did a bit of posing. The styles of the bikinis were so different as well. And you look back and you're like, that was awful, but everyone was like it. And it was,
Yeah.
I think the standard across the board, even in the amateur
Yeah,
division,
I think
so much.
the sport just evolved, but it's evolving really quickly, I believe. And I think that's the reason why Fit Model has come in the game as well, because let's be honest, to develop that amount of muscle, you have to have a genetic factor as well.
Yeah.
And for example, in my opinion, I'm not very gifted genetically wise on muscle develop. So for example, what I do in a year, someone that is gifted, it may do it in 6 months. So
Yeah.
it's a factor of genetics as well in there. So I think that's the reason why this category has come into the game because there are a lot of people that they are already in bikini, but they having a lot of trouble to reach that density,
Yeah.
I'll put it that way.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, we'll go on to this a little bit more in a bit, but you're completely right. Like, and it's not just bikini that's evolved, figures evolved, women's physiques evolved, women's bodybuilding's evolved. The industry's just evolved massively. And what you said is a relatively short period of time, even though we feel like old fogies in this sport now.
Yeah, even for example, if you see men's physique, but when men's physique started, it's nothing like what they are now.
Mad. It's absolutely mad. But something else I wanted to point out to everyone is Olga is Spanish. Fast, so do not play this at 1.5 speed because you won't have a fucking clue what she's saying.
Think no one has noted my accent from Wales, but
But yeah, so another thing as well with you, like you are a natural athlete.
Yeah.
Kind of why, one of the reasons I wanted to bring you onto this podcast, not only obviously you're a good friend of mine, like I said, we lived next together, we trained together for years, but you're a natural athlete, and I feel like there's a lot of differences between us both, even though we've been competing the same amount of time, doing the same thing. You're natural, I'm not. And your obviously decision now is to move into the fit model division as well. So obviously you've competed abroad and things as well. And I just kind of want to talk about your kind of thoughts the last time you competed abroad, because I know you came off stage very, very mixed emotions with it all.
Yeah, I think that's why I've made the decision I've made. So when I went to the Empro, that's the one I did in Alicante, I knew I wouldn't place. I knew it was something I wanted to do because I wanted to do it in my country, and also is Alicante is from my dad is from, and I wanted to, have that experience with my family over there. So that's why I decided to do it. But also I wanted to know where I was standing in
Yeah.
a more like international line. And Molly, when I got there, this is not a joke, even in the tanning. In the tanning, I went in and I was thinking, well, I'm not gonna do very well in here. So, so I enjoyed it a lot, don't get me wrong. I think probably is the stage that I've loved the most of, because I had no pressure. I was there for enjoying and get the feedback from Tyler. I really did enjoy it, and I've got it with me with a lot of like feelings and emotion. But Molly, it was clearly that I wasn't taking anything. Like, if you see the pictures from my skin, from my everything, it was different. The girls were very big,
Yeah.
but it's not like when they say, oh no, bikini girls, they don't have much muscle. Well, I highly disagree on
Oh,
that,
shit. Yeah. Yeah.
because those girls were big, and sometimes I think, they are almost figure.
Yeah.
Some of them, because if you see the size of those glutes, even on relax,
Yeah.
and I also realized I was natural, because this is gonna sound funny, but I've been a nurse for 13 years. I know how a woman bit should look. Those bits didn't look anatomically right to me. So, I was looking there and I was thinking, it can't be impossible that I'm the only one that looks like what I've studied all these years and I've seen, and the rest of them don't. So, and also I've noticed it in a lot of things. I notice it in the voice, I notice it in the face features. So I'm not, I'm very aware that PEDs are part of the sport, and it's always been. And I haven't got any problem with that. Honestly, I don't. It's everyone's decision, everyone's got different goals, but I've got my goals, and I don't want my face to change. I don't want my voice to change, and I don't want certain parts of my body to change. So that was the thing, is like, yeah, I love bikini, I really do. And I was talking with one of the judges here in the UK. Well, he's international as well, Pietro. I don't know if you know him, but basically he told me that I had everything that a bikini girl had to have. And also that was common with Stephen, the Olympia one, Stephen, I always forget his
Feinberg.
well. Yeah, so
Yeah.
he told me the same when I did the Arnold in 2021. He said that I had a great foundation of like shape and balance. I just needed to be bigger. And every show that I go, the feedback is you just need to be bigger.
Yeah.
That's it, nothing else. So when I came back, I was putting all in a balance, and I was thinking, well, I have to grow my glutes. And if I have to grow my glutes, I have to grow my shoulders. I just have to grow. So I was going to take at least a year to do all this. So it's not like, some people say, fit model is for girls that they don't want to train hard, or they don't want to diet hard. Molly, that's not my case. I train hard and I do my diet, I follow everything. But I just can't reach naturally the level that they asking internationally. I just can't. And when they I have to be realistic as well. It will take me at least good 5, 8 years if, and I'm 36 years old also. I'm a nurse. If I would be doing this every day and I wouldn't have to work or I don't, then it will be more achievable as well. But if I see the picture of the girl that won my category at the Empro, well, you can see my face. It would be naturally, I would have to be very gifted,
Probably,
naturally.
yeah. It's there are very, very, very few people that turn pro naturally in a. Obviously, you've got the natural pro qualifiers, and then obviously they're going to be natural. But in a untested line, it's very, very few natural competitors that do turn pro naturally in those lines, and they are very genetic.
Even in the naturals, if you read the rules, in NPC, they just ask you for 3 years
Yeah,
of
that's
being natural.
wild. I was having this conversation with someone the other day.
So natural in between brackets. So if I decided to take whatever I want now, in 3 years I can compete naturally.
Yeah. And I do think as much as you would lose some of it in 3 years, depending on how much you've taken and how much muscle you built, are you going to lose all of it in 3 years? I don't think so. Like, I just.
No, and also I did, it was, I think it was my client Claudia. She did the naturals in 2023, and we found out there was a couple of girls that they were, well, they didn't say, but they were clearly not natural, and but there were people saying that they were on clen.
Oh, and that's not natural.
So, natural in between brackets. That's
Yeah.
why I think they want to do the natural shows a bit more strict now, at least in
Yeah.
NPC. Because I know in America, the Van Weider, they polygraph
Yeah.
them. But I don't know if that is done in Europe. I don't know. But the good thing about Fit Model is because they've taken bikini what it was 15 years ago,
Well,
you
it's
can
only
reach that naturally. It's not a look that you need to go to a natural show to be able to place in a, in a line.
And if we're honest, natural shows are great. They have a platform, 100%. I think they do for amateur competitors. But if you're someone that wants to turn pro, in my opinion, natural shows, you're not going to go anywhere because they're
No,
just.
I agree. I agree.
And it's not me saying like they shouldn't have a platform. It's me being very realistic about the fact that bodybuilding in some aspects is about that kind of freak factor. I mean, you look at them, the men's open is always the one that, that brings in a lot of the audience. If you ask to name five men's open competitors, you'd be able to say, if you said five classic guys, maybe five men's physique, I probably couldn't tell you if I'm honest. Pros that have been at the Olympia. Because it's that freak factor that drives people in. And if they're natural, a lot of the time it doesn't have that.
Looking is the unnatural looking because regular people don't look like that.
Yeah.
So and also I think I had this conversation with Simon, and that's why this year I decided to, not this year, in 2024, the one that just been, the two bros shows I've done, they weren't natural.
No.
Because I said to Simon, what's the point? If I'm good, I'm good to place in a tested one. And if I'm not, I'm not. I wanted to see as well how I was doing in a regional. And it came that I did well in a non-tested because I came second. And it was a line of five. So it was good for me because it was like, oh, I don't need to go to a natural show to actually. But it's true that in other shows I haven't been able to, for example, PCA,
PCA, I do. I think their bikini is also very extreme.
Oh yeah, it is.
I'm
It
honest
is.
that I think their bikini is not so muscle mass. Yeah, the girls are big that win, but condition wise,
That's not bikini. That's not bikini.
tighter than the Olympia. Like, it's so conditioned.
Yeah.
That to achieve, like, obviously, condition you can achieve naturally is very, very difficult. And it's only for certain people that are genetically very, very lean. And certain people, like, for myself, like, I've said, I won't compete for PCA again because
No, meaning that we got that decision this year.
I'm not that hard, grainy look that they want, and I never will be because I carry my body fat actually quite evenly. So with
Yeah.
anything, I'll probably do a lot better because they want that look. Whereas a PCA, because they want you so hard, I can't bring it. And if I was to bring it, the amount of drugs that I would probably have to take, the amount of dieting, I'd put myself in the fucking Grand Dieting anyway. But
But
I've made
also,
a point that I'm happy to.
I think a lot of people listening to this probably are gonna disagree with me, but I think PCA has no criteria. If you see, for example, let's put PCA Proline bikini, all the girls look so different. But if I told you, pro qualifier, not pro qualifier, sorry, pro bikini line, you know they all look the same.
All look
You
the
know what they're looking for. They've got the same pattern, but how is possible? Because I was looking at some pictures the other day. It was a lady that he was the world champion in PCA, tone figure,
I
and
didn't
she was smaller
in
than a
the
bikini girl in PCA. How is that possible? What kind of judging criteria you have to make a tone figure smaller than a bikini girl? I can get it.
No, I completely agree with you. Their toned figure girls are like, if I was to do PCA again, if someone was like, you have to do PCA, I would do toned figure. Because I think when I watched their British finals last year, their bikini girls were leaner than their toned figure girls, but their toned figure girls had better shape than their bikini girls.
It's no
So,
criteria whatsoever. And you read it on the rules, but what they're picking is not what they've written.
I think it's one of those that, like, if you do PCA, like, I still have people that will compete in PCA this year, but it's not, you have to know what their criteria is instead of what it says it is.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to bring people in very, very conditioned. You have to, bring toned figure girls in very, like, beautiful shape, beautiful posing. So it is, it's, I think when you go to enough of the shows, you see what the criteria is. Whether you agree with it or not, it's one of them, isn't it? Like, do I personally think that's bikini? No, I think it's too lean for bikini. And I think that toned figure, like you said, that they're often smaller than the bikini girls and not as tight as the bikini girls. And to me, that's quite backwards. But like, if that's their criteria, that's their criteria. And I just bring my clients in to match what they want to do.
Yeah, I also
Do
think
that or not.
it may be a factor that they don't want to be what the NPC is,
I
and they
think
make
that's it,
themselves
actually,
so different. Because otherwise, I don't understand. It's like they've got their own kind of look.
oh, completely. Like, I do think that there are very few people that can do very well in both. Obviously, there are people that are. But yeah, I do think that some people that would do well in PCA, they'll go to across to IFBB and they'll just be like, you're too lean, your shape's not there, whatever it might be. But I also think it's very interesting, like the toned figure class in general, when we were saying before, like bikini internationally or in pro qualifiers is very much bigger. Like, I do think that it's more like toned figure. And if you look at people like Phoebe Goodwin, she used to compete in toned figure. And then she went and did bikini with IFBB because you need that amount of muscle mass. But also, look, like we were saying back through the years, the fit model is what bikini was in 2015. That's there is like Ashley from then. But also, if you then look at people like Dana Lynn Bailey, right? Everyone knows Dana Lynn. She's like this amazing women's physique competitor. And she absolutely is like not taking anything away from her. But if you look at her now through the eyes of like what women's physique is now,
Oh gosh.
more figure. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's not as big as what they are now. She's not as lean as what they are now. She's probably actually on the smaller side of some of the figure girls. You know, when you're looking at pro ranks, And that's kind of, you know, and if you're listening to this, like go and look at what she looked like on stage, because that's what I mean when it's not just bikini that shifted up, it's figures shifted up, women's physiques evolved, women's bodybuilding's evolved. And now you kind of got such a big gap from that kind of bikini that's meant to be entry level, quote unquote, to a physique that's definitely fucking not entry level.
Yeah, but also in my opinion, this is just my opinion. I think yeah, all the sport have to evolve and all that is fine. But I think if you've got certain rules, if you've got a certain criteria, the
Yeah.
judges and the federation should follow it. So
Yeah.
the reason why this has gone out of hand is because they've gone outside their own criteria.
Yeah.
Because if they would have keep placing the people in where they should, then the criteria of fit model, it would be pointless to create it because bikini
Yeah.
would still bikini, figure would be figure still, you know. So and I was talking with Simon about this, like if this happened to fit model again, then what is gonna happen? Because it will be, you know, because the thing is
Yeah.
like that the PEDs come in the game. I do believe that fit model is very achievable naturally,
Yeah,
but
I
you're always gonna have people taking a staff to
mm.
go into fit model. That's gonna be for sure.
Oh yeah, you will. And I don't think you're ever going to stop it, but it does give natural competitors that platform. But I do think when you look back the last few years, they've said like bikini's getting too lean. We don't want to see serrations. We don't want to see dug out hamstrings. And the bikini look, I'm not saying is softer, but it's not as hard. It's not as dug out. They're very much saying, and they've said, we don't want that. You know, they still want their glute ham tines. I mean, you look at Laura Lee, who's just won beautiful glute ham tines, but she hasn't got dug out hamstrings. She hasn't got really hard, she's got a tight midsection, but it's not a hard midsection. Do you know what I mean? It's that's
She's not soft. I
no.
think, okay, I'm coming 1 second. I don't think the word that we should use is soft, because they are not
It's
soft. They
hard
are
to,
full,
yeah.
because they got that amount of muscle that they can actually fill it up nicely, and then it looks round and bubbly. If you don't have that muscle, that amount of muscle, if you try to fool, then you will spill.
Yeah, 100, you can't
So
fill muscles.
yeah, so exactly, you can just like if you don't have it, you can't feel it. That's as simple as that. So I think people tend to confuse soft with full, because it's not the same.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the right way to explain it, but yeah, it is. It's they have been saying like they don't want it as hard, and also like when you also look at men's physique, they've put a weight cap on men's physique now as well.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Time they've had the shorts a little bit shorter, haven't they? So you can see the legs. So it's not like okay, we're putting the weight cap on and then just don't train legs and just come in massive on the upper body. It's like no, you still have to train legs, but we don't
Yeah.
need to be a men's bodybuilder in a pair of shorts because that's not men's physique. And they're going with very much a shape. And that's why you see Ryan Terry win the last couple of years, because he's got that beautiful shape, which is
Unbalanced as well.
and it's that quote unquote like model look. And that's what men's physique was meant to kind of be. And we can
Yeah.
see that's what he basically does, apart from bodybuilding. And then you see it from the bikini aspect, is like that was meant to be that model look as well. But actually, when you know, a lot of the bikini pros now, when they do kind of photo shoots, whether that's for sportswear, nutrition, whatever, for bodybuilders, great, be fucking shredded. But for the general public, they're saying, actually, we want to shoot you when you're like not that lean, because
Yeah.
it's not, you know, the general public isn't gonna look to that and relate. It's not relatable. They want them that bit softer, when they're doing their photo shoots and stuff for them. So it is interesting of what they kind of are wanting and what they're going for. So obviously you then after the Empro, you were like, I know you kind of thought like, am I gonna have to take stuff? Is that a route I want to go down?
Yeah, I did think about it.
And you spoke to me about it, didn't you? And you were like,
Yeah.
What's your
And
thought? How's it going?
I told you, if I do it, I'll do it and I'll give it a chance for a short period of time. But I remember I said to you, but I don't really want to do it. Because I would be forced to do something I don't want to do. And I told you, if I drew the line, that would be the only thing I would take. I wouldn't go for anything else, like because I don't want to. That would be my line to take Exandro loan, but I didn't want to do it. So yeah, I had a period that I was thinking, and I said, I'm just gonna train, and that's what I've been doing. I've been training as hard as I could, and my training plan changed, and my off season probably is the heaviest I've been in an off season, because I've been, eating what I had to eat and training the way someone was telling me, and I was ready to take the time off for how whatever long. And I did say to Simon, when the next time go to the stage, if I've done everything I could and I've taken a more than a year off and everything, if I'm not able to be in what I want to be, I think I'll leave competing.
And I'm
I did.
the only one that said that as well.
Because I am realistic. I want to be realistic. I'm not saying I'm not a good athlete, because I'm not saying that, but I am realistic with what I can I achieve to be a pro, and it's a big gap to achieve how a bikini pro look, especially after what I saw at the Empro, because there are a lot of girls that I was talking about that, Molly, they looking already like a pro, they do. And they keep meeting the pro card, and they go on one show and then one show, and they won the categories, but they don't win the overall. So they are going back and going back and going back, and they keep missing that overall. So it's a matter of time that they will become pro, but even for them, it's becoming very, very, very difficult. It was this girl that is Italian girl that is called Paola, that she's done this year Portugal, Milan, Spain. She did the three shows in Spain. She has won her category every single time, and she keeps missing the overall. And I have to say, because when I saw her photos, I didn't think she was, like a pro physique, but is that kind of person that she looks better in person. And like her, it's thousands of them, all over the world. So it's, and I wasn't looking like she had proper cup shoulders. Her glutes were really big, really full. It's just to yeah. So I'm not looking for me to look that way in a natural way. I may doing it in 8 years, 5 years, and it's not that I don't want to put the time in. It's not that, because I will carry on, but also it's money. It's very expensive. I've got a son, and when you give so much to bodybuilding, which I have given and I keep doing, but you sacrifice all the things. And I know if I keep doing it, I'm doing it, I'm doing it, and I don't get the results, I would like to, is so much I'm willing to sacrifice.
And I think, like you said, it's not like you've kind of gone down this route. And I do think that there's people that go down the drugs route as, well, everyone's doing it, so I'm just going to do it as well. They don't think of their health. They don't think of, like you said, it's not like you've just walked into this and, it's your first ever season. You're like, cool, I'm going to take a load of Anavar. I'm going to jab myself a shit ton of Primo. I'm going to take this. I'm going to take that because I want to go pro. You've put the time in. Like, you've been competing since 2019, you've been training for longer than that. You've put the time in, and then you've kind of gone, okay, like now I'm at this point where, yes, that I could take more time and grow more muscle, but realistically as well, you get to a point naturally where it's a lot slower to build muscle, it's a lot harder to build muscle.
Yeah, exactly. And also, even if I put PEDs, imagine that suddenly I go, out of my head and I say, no, I'm going to do everything, whatever it takes. That doesn't promise me that I get the pro card either.
No, exactly. And when you kind of came to me and spoke to me and you were like, look, I'm thinking of taking Anavar, and obviously you knew I'd taken it, and we had that conversation, and I was like, look, this is how it affected me, blah blah blah, and I was like, but I don't like, when I was talking to you about it, I knew it wasn't you. Like, I'm always gonna, if anyone messages me privately, like, I'm not like, I hate it when people message me on like like not gonna lie link, and they're like, how much do you take? And I'm like, shut up. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and tell everyone what, no, actually what I've taken is very little. But I don't think it's my place or anyone's place to sit on Instagram and post what they've taken, because it doesn't help anyone, like
No.
I'm talking about, I'm an open book.
And also, what might work for you, that doesn't mean that it works for me. That is something that people doesn't understand. We all have a different response on anything. You can even see it on my patients on sedation. Some patients are very responsive to sedation, and some other is like tickles. So that is the same, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, it's one of them. Like, yeah, I sat and had a conversation with you because you asked me. So I'm going to tell you, you're my friend. I'm going to give you all the information that I could as well. But I knew having that conversation that I was like, I don't know why. Like, this isn't Olga. Like, this isn't what she wants.
The only thing I wanted to know, because I remember exactly why I did ask you that question, is because I wanted to know if your voice has changed.
No, my voice hasn't changed, mate.
Yeah.
No,
And I said, have you noticed any change on your voice or anything? And you said, no. And I said, well,
check my bits,
I
Olga.
can't be talking dead on air.
Did you want to check my bits, Olga?
But yeah, it was the only thing I really wanted to check. Not your beats, the voice.
That's why you were asking me in the bathroom, is it?
But yeah, I just think the reason why they have created this category is because also we mustn't forget that NPC and IFBB is a business,
Yeah.
and they need to make money off it, which like any normal business. So if they see that every day more bikini competitors are leaving the sport for the same reason I was thinking about leaving, because even on a pro levels, a lot of bikini pro has they said that they would retire because they don't want to do it anymore. I don't know if you know my friend Bisella.
I'm not
She's
sure.
she became bikini pro in Romania. In She lives in the UK. She became pro in 2023.
Okay.
And she has been doing everything, and this year, no, it was this year. Yeah, this year she competed in America as a pro, and basically the feedback that she got is like she needed to put more size, and because she said that in that line she saw herself, little, and she's pro,
Yeah.
they chose her to be pro, but in that line she needed to be bigger, and she was thinking about not competing again because she said she put like the line in the things that she was willing to do, and she's been training since she was 17, and her dream was become an IFBB pro. So she's is one of the most passionate athletes I've ever known in bikini, because everything she's done since 17 is be ready to be a pro, and she got it.
Yeah.
And he competed with Rejoana as well, that is like one of her idols, and for her, that was a really tough decision. And then when Fit Model came in, I was talking to her, and then she said, so I think probably in 2026, I'll be in the pro stages again as a Fit Model.
Yeah. And I've heard a lot of people are coming back from retirement as well because they don't want to put their body through it. They don't anymore, and that just gives them that opportunity to still compete. And like you said, it is a business. And I think the other thing that, this kind of decision's got a lot of backlash, but A, it is a business. They need to make money. And if they make money through Fit Model as well, that money isn't just going to go into Fit Model. That's going to filter down as well. That's going to be better stages for all athletes. You know, you get a better stage. It's not like, oh, fit models compete on this stage, the rest
Also, the
of
pro athletes' money. If they've got more money, they can offer more money in the prices for the pros as well. And also, it's an image as well.
Yeah.
So, you know,
You
all
get more
business, they
brands.
promoters. So, if the promoters now they want a feminine, smaller girl in size, that's what the
Yeah.
promoters want.
And you'll
And
get
you
more
them.
sponsors that are more mainstream because sponsors that are like bodybuilding brands, there's only so many bodybuilders, right? You look at like certain like supplement companies and whatever, and they might be like, you know, incredible supplements. And I'm not going to put them down, like, because they'll be really good supplements. But it's only bodybuilders and athletes that are spending that money on those supplements. But then you look at the likes of like MyProtein, bulk powders. That's the people, you know, those supplements, yes, in my opinion, they're probably inferior in terms of how good they are. But how many of the general population are buying that? You know, it's one of them. Like, if you could then get those more generic brands on, is that, I don't know if that's the right word, on board and sponsoring something like the Olympia stage, that brings money to the sport. That, like you said, more money for the pro athletes and more money for bigger stages. And it is a, it filters down. And I think people don't realize it. It's not like they're, yeah, they probably are going to pocket some money for themselves. Of course they are. It's a business, right?
That's exactly what
Also,
they're doing it for, you dumbass. But the thing is like, sorry about like, but people are so like, it's the same when they say, oh, now anyone is going to be able to get into bodybuilding. Well, if you look at Ashley back when she won the Olympia, we are forgetting that she is a former Olympian winner.
yeah.
So to get to that point in 2015, she had to train and to diet. So, and to be honest, if you look at her, she does have good glutes. She has hamstrings. She has quads. She has shoulders. So you can't really say, oh no, she didn't train hard. Because she even did a story saying that she was starting to be a bit fed up about listening all those things, because obviously it's her image, the image of fit model. And she said, I did train hard.
She did. And like these people that like, oh, any girl can go and do it. Okay, you're telling me that you have more muscle than Miss Olympia by walking to Sainsbury's once a week. Come off it.
Is that is the thing. I think people are missing the factor that she won the Olympia with that look.
Yeah, it's like I just feel like it's certain people in this sport, it's like this elitist, arrogant mindset that we're
Yeah.
better than everyone else because we're bodybuilders. And like, that's not the case. And my opinion as well is like, when you look at sport in general, like not just bodybuilding, but look at sport in general, any sport that is breaking down a barrier for women to enter that sport can only be a good thing. Like, it can only be a good thing because, and this is the thing, like, you know, women go to the gym and they're either scared that, you know, by going to the gym, that they go, you know, everyone's staring at them, they feel uncomfortable. Or if they lift up a weight, they're going to look like, you know, an actual woman's bodybuilder, which isn't the case. We know, if you're listening to this podcast, you know that's not the case, right? But that's what people are genuinely scared of. Like, I used to work in a women's only gym, and that was, they'd be like, oh no, I'm scared of weights because I look like a woman's bodybuilder. I'm like, well, what steroids are you taking to look like a woman's bodybuilder? You're not? Well, you're not by touching a weight.
And
Like,
also, are you training in that way to become? Because it's the same thing when the people tell, oh, don't lift that much and you are become very big. And it's like, do you know how long it takes to build muscle?
yeah.
Because by now, I would be, I don't know, I should be humongous at this point, and I'm not.
Exactly. And like, and I mean, I'm not putting women's bodybuilding down because I love it. I think it's fantastic. But I also know, like, even for me personally, I wouldn't want to be that big. I wouldn't want to walk around at that weight, you know? It would be too much for me personally.
It's exactly what I was saying about I don't want to do certain things that change my features on my face, or like I don't wanna induce male puberty to be able to have a bikini body.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I'll get a bikini body, but it will be a lot of features in my face that will change. want them to fake to change because I like the way I sound. Sometimes I think I'm a bit annoying with, you know, but
Oh. Bit slow
I
starting speech, or I'm
sound.
gonna drop it in your food.
And I like the way I look in my face. So, you know, I think we choose the category that I think if it fits better for us.
And it's what we want, and you know, like I'm, if it's breaking down barriers, women then can see Miss Fit Model Olympia and go, oh, do you know what? That's achievable, and I'd love to look like that, and they can look like that. And not only that, but like women in sport, and this is what annoys me is like going to the gym is like this big male thing, and I'm like, actually, if we sit back and look at science here, there is more benefits for women. Weight training that is for men. Like realistically, that like you know, health.
Osteoporosis, menopause, osteoarthritis, all that.
It's massively important for women that are all more at risk of it than what men are. I'm not saying men shouldn't go in the gym that's got no health risks, you know, health benefits, but it's got more for women. Yet we ostracize women for wanting to train. You know, I've been in gyms before. I have my headphones on and they're turned off sometimes. I just have them on. Because I like to hear what people talk sometimes. And I
Same.
hear people saying stuff about me, you know, oh, she's really bulky and that. I don't care. Like, and I'm not big. Like, I'm really not. I don't care what you say about me. Like, I don't give a shit. But other people would. And that would really hurt them. So if we want to keep criticizing women's sport, like, what are we doing for the women of this world?
It's also, I want to throw something here that I've been, you know, lately I've been listening a lot of things about anthropology and reading a lot of things about that. And it's for men and for women, but it's I'm going to throw it more for women because we tend to be more sexualized than men.
Yeah.
You want to train because you love your body, and your body is not here in this world to please anyone else. So your body is not here in this world to look in a way that you make someone look more comfortable. Do you see what I mean? So
Yeah.
if someone in the gym tells you, oh, well, not tells you, but you hear, oh, she's very bulky. Well, but my body is not here for your eyes to be, you know, more happy.
Yeah.
Is my body, you get my point.
Yeah, to be honest, I think they were quite insecure because I was, and I don't lift really heavy. I'm very much all about connection stuff, and I'm still lifting more than them. So I just kind of thought, wow, that's very unfortunate for you, isn't it?
But it's just it's something that I'm trying to learn to care less about what people think, because when I would say that I was gonna do fit model, people can be very mean, you know? And I had to stand people saying that fit model was for girls, that they are not ready or willing to push that hard, or that you did that hard. And Molly, it's not my case. And I'm not just
No.
gonna say about me. I know it's 1,000 girls outside
100%.
that do diet hard and they do train hard.
Yeah.
So it's not like we was athletes, and because we cannot achieve in the lines we're going to fit model, it's nothing to do like that. Because also this could be like a little bridge to build for bikini.
Exactly, yeah. And then bikini, where you could go to wellness, you go to figure, and then from figure, you know, you look at our friend Romana, you know, she went into figure and then she turned pro in figure and then she went, you know what, I'm gonna do women's physique. And we were like, yes, Mana, go do women's physique. She went and did that, went to the Olympia doing that, and then she's gone, do you know what? I think I might do women's bodybuilding. We're like, yeah, go do women's body. It's that
Yeah.
sign that you can go where like that's where she wants to go with it. So go for it. Do you know what I mean? And like you said, you
How
can do that.
many athletes has started in bikini and now you see them up the ladder, put it that way? A lot of them. A lot of them. So I don't see, it's like the drama that it was years ago when men's physique and bikini came into the game. Everyone hated it. And then it became the biggest category that at the moment is the busiest, biggest category. And I think it's what is happening and it's going to happen with fit model. It's been very criticized. And I bet Molly is going to become one of the, or probably the most popular category in the
Will, yeah.
female division.
I think as well, like there was a lot of backlash, you know, with classic physique when that came in. Oh,
Yes, yes.
blah, blah, blah. Okay, talk to me about C-bum. You tell me, do you know what I mean? You tell, like, everyone wants to be C-bum.
Yeah.
C-bum is, you know, you speak to people on the street and they know who Chris is. They want to be him. You ask them who won the Open, they might be able to tell you, they might not. But people know who he is. They want to look like him. You know, he does all this stuff for Gymshark. People want to look like that. You say, like, do you want to look like Samson? Do you want to look like Heidi? No, it's a bit big for me. It's, they didn't want to aspire to, you know, some people, 100%, they want to, you know, if I ask my
Yes,
boyfriend, he'll be like,
C-bum is
yeah, I
humongous.
want to look like that.
You've got that factor of, I don't know, it's like a statue. He literally looks like a statue. So, you know, is I even read things on Instagram. You know, on Instagram, everyone, that's the problem with social media sometimes. You know, you hear something, some people hear something, they swallow it, and then they throw it at someone else, and then they think they know it all. And I hate that. So it was people saying that fit model is gonna make bikini harder
I don't think
of
it
drag.
will. And they've said, well, they've said, haven't they, as well? Like Tyler said, we don't want bikini to change. And he was very like, no, about it. And so I don't think it will. I think it's that class that just comes in before it. And I think it's needed.
Also, if we put more positives into it, the bikini lines won't be so full and the fit model lines won't be so full because you cannot do crossover.
Yeah, which I think is good.
Yeah, because otherwise the bikini girls would
Yeah.
do fit model and fit model would do bikini girls and that would never finish.
I actually think that that should be the same for all classes because I think that, you know, and this is one good thing I say when I worked for FitX, you could only enter one, not one
Class.
class, but you could do like master's bikini and open bikini or junior bikini and open bikini. Same, it's the same criteria. You're just older or younger, whatever. But you couldn't do bikini and figure because the criteria is different. So how can you be both?
Yeah.
You know, there's people that are like, oh, I do bikini and wellness. Well, you can't because it's different, you know?
Unless you are in the middle and you don't really know where to, you know, because it's gonna be a lot of girls as well that they're gonna be in the middle.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, because you cannot do crossover in the same show, but for example, if I want to do bikini again, I can. The only thing I have to do is another show,
Yeah.
not in the same one. So I did say to Simon, I want to do fit model. That's going to be my thing. And depending on the feedback, I may do another show as bikini.
Yeah. And I think the other thing as well is what people are very angry in the UK about this fit model thing. But
Yeah.
what about is that MPC is IFBB is worldwide. Now, in the UK, we have a lot of federations. So, but in America, in France, Spain, wherever, they don't have as many federations. When, you know, really here, we're sport for choice, you know? And realistically, a bikini girl in like UK UP is probably more like a fit model in MPC. Now, we've got those shows
Yeah.
for first time competitors, whatever, that want to step on stage and, you know, they're not quote unquote big enough for bikini yet.
Good point, Molly. That's a really good
MPC.
point, actually.
But actually, like, because I had a client say to me, she's like, oh, I think I want to do fit model because I don't think I'm bikini yet. And I'm like, yeah, but you're looking at the IFBB pros. I was like, you are
Yeah.
still bikini, but you're just bikini in UK UP. You're bikini in FM.
Yeah,
They've actually
because
got a fit model class out as well.
I'm glad that you've mentioned that because you know I did enjoy NFM a lot last year, and I was planning to do it again. Obviously, not now because now it doesn't exist. But I think it's WFF has taken over the entire thing, and I wanted to do it again, and I'll do it as a bikini.
Because you will fit that. And it's like if you look at the girls that do some of these shows, you know, as bikini, and they are realistically like that pro level bikini, a lot of the time they get moved into figure or something because they're too big. You know, and when you stand next to the other girls, they're too big in that class. So actually, when you look at it like that, it's not such a big deal that everyone's making it out to be. It's just
I
actually
don't think so either.
opportunities to some of these other countries that we've already got, but we're just overlooking because we're only seeing it as one federation. We're not seeing it as a worldwide thing. We're just seeing it almost like attack on the UK, which is not. That's just absolutely ridiculous.
So my point is, if you, for example, if you are, I don't know, a figure or classic, what this category impacts on you?
It doesn't,
It doesn't at all.
that's what
But
annoys me. It's
obviously,
like,
it's fair that people that doesn't work that hard can get the pro card and walk around with the pro card around. But we're coming back to the point of Ashley again. I repeat, she had muscle, and I did say to Simon, if you look at her glutes, she had very big glutes.
yeah. And the thing is as well, because, and I think this is one of the things as well that people don't realize. So I was playing around with the fit model posing. I teach posing, I've got to learn it, right? And I'm playing around with it and I'm like, you need a lot of muscle for this because the way you pose isn't like with bikini, you kind of
You
turn your arm, pop your shoulder on top, you show all that. In fit model, your arm is very much relaxed down. You hit the back pose, your arms are very much relaxed on the leg. They're not pushing
relax.
into the quad to show that shoulder cap.
Well, to show it.
Yeah,
If you
you
don't
have to have the
have
muscle.
muscle, you won't show it.
Yeah, 100%. And I think people don't realize that. And if you're someone that's listening to this and you think, oh, I don't think you need that much muscle, go and do that fit model posing. Do it properly. Relax that arm down by your side. Relax it down in that back pose. And I'm telling you now, you need muscle to show that. Because if that
Yeah,
muscle's
because
not there, you won't be showing that shoulder cap.
if you have to be lean, you will look like a spaghetti if you don't have muscle because your arm will look flat. So you do have to have muscle. It's the same with the level of condition. I was reading because I wanted to read the rules again before I spoke with you, and if something slipped of me when I read it before, because we were saying, oh, for this you have to be a bit softer. I don't think you have, because I think you have to be quite lean, because it says that the level of condition they want is a little bit less than a pro bikini athlete, not
Yeah.
an amateur, a pro bikini athlete, which is mean you have to be lean as fuck,
Yeah.
basically.
And I do think as well, like, and it is very much a thing at the NPC at the moment, and people that know it, that look at pro cards, UK and Europe, their athletes are a lot leaner than what they are in America. So in
Yeah.
the model, I have no doubts that that would still be the case, that they will still be leaner in UK and Europe than what they will be in America. And I know people that have kind of won Olympia invites in bikini, and they've said, I need to go to America, do shows over there, get the feedback, because they go from European pros that have won their ticket to the Olympia in Europe, they go to the Olympia and they're like, you're way too lean, and they come last, or they don't place.
That actually happened to, my posing coach. She tends to go and compete in America.
Yeah.
She doesn't like to compete in Europe. And actually, the times that she's won her Olympia entry, it has been in America. Because
Yeah.
in 2023, it was she won the Miami Pro Show and she got her pass to the Olympia, but she couldn't go because she had a traffic accident and she hurt her neck, so she couldn't go. But she always tells me that she said that her look is different of the look in Europe, so she tends to do better in America.
Yeah. And there will be people that are vice versa with that as well. But some of the points as well that I kind of wanted to talk about is fit model being more available for people. So money wise, like, it is more achievable because competing's not bloody cheap.
No, it's expensive.
But if I was to look at like how much I pay for a bikini that's fully crystallized, and like, let's be real, again, we're talking about the NPC here, they wouldn't fully crystallize, as much as they say like whatever, they want a fully crystallized bikini, they want connectors top and bottom. You're looking realistically anywhere between 400 and £600 for that.
Yeah,
You look
you
at the
do.
bikinis. There's no sparkle on them. Now, will that change? And maybe in the pro leagues, they might have a little bit of sparkle, whatever, in times to come. Maybe, yeah. But right now, it doesn't. And do I think that some of these bikinis are maybe a little bit overpriced when you look at it and it's exactly the same realistically as.
Oh, 100%. You know, regardless to this, I've got two things to say. One is the only thing that throws me a bit off of it, that they've taken the glam out of it. I think they could have done, I know they have to do something to make it look different than bikini, so they had to change the posing and the bikini, but I think they could have changed the cut and the way the bikini is, but leave a bit of glam in it.
Maybe have like a 20% coverage or something. Maybe. I don't know.
Or a little sparkle somehow, a little crystal, a different cut maybe, but you could stay into those little stones in there that make you feel a bit more, you know. And the other thing regarding the price that you said is no way I'm paying 120 for a bikini that I can go to the beach with. Like, put it away.
They're essentially just a posing bikini with a slightly bigger cut bottom. Which I don't understand how a posing bikini is like 60 to £70 roughly, and then they're 150, but whatever, it is still regardless cheaper
Yeah,
by quite a long
it's
way
but
than.
to be honest with you, I've been seeing what they've been because there is some brands that they already posted some of the how the bikinis are gonna be like. And Molly, I can get mine in Shein, you know, like it's not the only thing. Obviously, you have to pay that is handmade and it's got your measures and everything. But obviously, you have to pay that. But I think maybe over 100 is a bit too much.
Yeah. When it's meant to be more, you know,
Affordable.
affordable. Yeah. And I do think with that kind of, you know, plain bikini, the whole look obviously has to complement that. So, for example, I wouldn't be wearing a plain bikini and then wearing a full Diamante Crystal shoe because I actually don't think it will look right. I think you've got to then tailor the whole, the same as like you would anyway in bikini. You know, some suits look great with a fully crystallized shoe. Some don't, you know. I think if you're wearing a plain bikini, you probably want to wear a plain shoe as well. You then want the earrings to be very sleek, the makeup, the hair, it all needs to be very sleek. So it's just very much on the physique. But I actually think that the posing, therefore, is going to be marked a lot more because the eye is going to be on the physique so much more. I think your posing needs to be very sleek, very elegant, very feminine because it's all got to tie together. Does that make sense?
I think, yeah, you're right. I think we mustn't forget that they're gonna be looking for a model. The name says so. So you have to have that model look. If you have that model look, I'm sorry, it's gonna sound mean, but you're gonna be out. You have to be able to be marketable, marketing, how you say,
Of
yeah,
course.
marketable. You have to be. To have the image to sell whatever they want you to sell, and you have to be good looking. Unfortunately, it's gonna be that if you are not gonna be good looking, you are not gonna have, you won't have the model look. And it's something I've been thinking about. I was thinking, how can I make my bikini look a bit more modelly? You see? So I've been playing. That's why I'm changing my hair so much because I'm trying, honestly, I'm trying to see what fits me better, how I look. Because also, I believe they're going to be looking at things like how young you look, how dolphin boiled egg look like your skin is. I, you know, the expression boiled egg, that it has to be.
Love a boiled egg.
They're going to be looking on those things. That's what you would see in a magazine.
But that is judged in bikini as well, to be fair, and figure and all of it. Like, you know, at that top level, I think we do need to at this point just jump in with a boiled egg story, Olga, because I think it's a term of phrase a few of us have used now, and it came from Olga. I don't know what show you were doing. And you messaged me and Mona. We had like a group chat and we were like, how are you getting on? And you just replied going, I
It was 2021 because you know when you do the I think I was getting ready for the Arnold. It was
feel like a hard-boiled
Yes, and you know when you shave and you put all the things and you have to exfoliate, then after, you know, your skin feels like when you peeled a boy legs, you know, it's like nice and shiny and soft.
It
Compared when
was
you peel a boy leg, you
I know
know.
what you mean, and I tell people all the time now, I'm like, skin prep, if you don't feel like a hard boiled egg at the end, you're doing it wrong.
Exactly.
You've got to be a hard boiled egg.
Girl. But you know, it's they're gonna be looking for those things, you know, and I think the image is gonna be really important. I mean, in bikini is important, but you know, sometimes, for example, in masters, I'm gonna put the master example, it is a lot of women that we have kids, or a lot of women that they've lost a big amount of weight, so then the skin is maybe a bit saggy, or you know, you've got a bit of loose skin, and they still placing in bikini, which is fine, you know, because I'm a mom, and you know how much I worry about my abdominal area, you know. And I think in fit model that's not gonna be the case. I think they are gonna, that's what I think. I may be completely wrong because I think this year is gonna be,
We're saying is anecdotal because we've not seen
yeah,
it
exactly.
at all. So
It's
don't
new.
take our advice for like the God's gospel because we might be completely off the mark.
Yeah, exactly. This is all suppositions, as you said, because I think that's why I'm also excited to compete this year, because I don't know what they want.
Yeah. I've got someone in it this year. Actually, I've got someone in America, which I am so excited for because I'm like, American look, fit model, it's going to be different to like the European fit model look, which is like, I just think, like, how exciting is that?
Yeah,
But
we saw it this year with Lexi. Lexi was competing in America, and yeah, the look is different.
I'm
It is.
very much looking forward to it. But yeah, so it's like your bikini, your heels are going to cost a bit less. Also, things like PEDs and the supplements as well, you're not paying out for them. Like, even if you are someone that's using a little bit of PEDs, you sh I don't think you need to.
I don't
Also,
think, I think it's more than achievable.
yeah, I think it is as well. But even if you are, like, realistically, you're not going to be using as much as what some of these bikini girls are using. Because let's be honest, those girls in the Olympia stage, like, I would say about 98% of them at least are not natural.
Oh
They're
my God, like 100%, like 100%.
yeah. So you've got to think like PEDs, again, depending on what you're taking, they're not cheap. And you're not just taking like one drug. Like, you know, you're probably taking clenbuterol, you're probably taking T3, you're probably taking Anavar, you might be taking Primo, you might be taking Growth, you might be taking Femtest. You know, I don't know what else some people take, some really funky compounds that I really wouldn't advise.
Yeah, you like the GH. How much is
Oh.
the, because there are bikini girls that they are in GH, by the way,
Oh,
which,
yeah, a lot of them.
what on earth, like that's supposed to be bikini. That's why it's so unreachable, because there are people taking GH. But
Yeah.
that is like a tiny vial, I think it is like about 300 pounds.
No, what I meant, yeah, do you know what I meant to do and I didn't was send a message to someone and get a load of prices to just be like, well, this is how much this costs. You know, but I can't fucking remember how much I pay for anything. But yeah, growth is very expensive, for sure. But when you're running multiple compounds as well, it adds up. It's not like, okay, so like Clen might be like 30 quid for a tub of Clen. Okay, that's cool. But then you're paying 30 quid, say, for T3, and then you're paying 40 quid for Anavar, and then you're paying however much for growth, and then you're paying however much for Primo, and you're paying however much for this. And I'm not saying that every single person's taking all of that,
Plus
but
the
when
food.
you add it up, it does. And one tub of cleanse is not going to last you a whole prep. No, you're going to
Yeah,
need a few
exactly.
of them.
But also we forget that also you need to eat every day.
Yep. And that adds up. But also, as well, what I was going to say is the supplementation that you run alongside it. And I know everyone does this, but everyone should be doing this. If you're taking a lot of, especially orals, it's going to have that impact on your liver. So you need to be taking some sort of on-cycle support
Able to go.
alongside that. And the on-cycle support is expensive, you know? It's like 40, £45 for a tub of that. Again, that lasts you a month. How long are you in prep for? Like 4 months, 5 months, maybe? Like realistically, so that's 40 quid a month there. You know, whatever else you might be taking alongside, you get, you know, in bikini, if you're that bit leaner, you probably need some joint support as well because your joints are fucked. You know, you think you're adding all of that in, it does add up. You know, it
Yeah, that's
trust me,
massive for your lab.
it adds up, you know? So I think all of these things, when you take it into consideration, it is that little bit less to do
Yeah.
for, which is more affordable. And, you know, especially when we're in a cost of living crisis, like every little helps.
Yeah. Even taking all that, the reason why I said about the food is because it seems that every time I go to, obviously it's three of us in here, but every time I go to do shopping is like 70 or £80. And then I think, how is this possible? But yeah, we are buying fresh meat, fresh fish, fresh vegetables. So all the healthy stuff is like incredibly pricey.
Yeah, mate, try
So
going gluten
yeah. Yeah.
free. So I'm literally like, I'm not the only thing I use that is gluten free is oats. Everything else, I was like, fuck this. Like, I'm not buying gluten free bread. That's way too expensive. I'll go potato waffles.
Expensive.
So much. You know, then you go vegan protein powder and you're paying like an extra 10 on top of that for something that tastes like absolute dog shit. And you're like, oh, this
Oh,
is.
it does. I have to say, I try it and I'm sorry, even the texture is different. Like, I'd rather to blend newspaper and eat it because it's not, it wasn't nice. I didn't enjoy it.
I think the thing is, as well, for me, I've been very posh. I've been drinking super for the last few years, the Alpha Neon way. And I've tried every good way on the market, by far the best tasting way. Like, fuck Perform, it's gritty and crap. Super Four is insane. And then I've gone to vegan, and not even, I can't have soy either. So, like, I have to go for like pea and hemp protein. And then, honestly, you look at the things and it's like, oh, the soy one is a bit like nicer. And then they're like, pea and hemp protein, bit more of an earthy texture. I'm like, yeah, because it tastes like someone's got a handful of soil, thrown that in my oats and put like a teaspoon of cocoa powder in with it and been like, might taste a bit chocolatey, might not. It doesn't. It tastes
Just
like
put some chocolate powder on the top.
it tastes like soil. It's rank. You know, I am finding ones that are a little bit better now, but fuck me. Like, oh, people are like, oh, this one's good. I'm like, yeah, and it's £100 a tub. Not paying it.
What I was going to tell you, I need to leave in 10 minutes. What
That's
can we
fine.
cover?
Yeah, that's fine. The other thing that I wanted to bring up was about jobs, because I feel like this is something else that I think is really important. And that's like the fit model for certain people is going to be so much better because job wise. So for some people, they're in very high functioning jobs. I don't know if that's the right word. You need to be on your ball game all of the time. And you need to be very full of energy all the time. And when we get really, really fucking lean, we're a little bit brain foggy, if we're honest, aren't we?
I mean, I have to say, I think in my case, I want to go to a state as lean as I was now in 2024. So I want to bring the same condition, and then if they tell me I'm too lean, then fill up a bit more. But based on how Ashley look, I think I have to be that lean, especially when I read the rules again and says that condition has to be less than a pro athlete bikini. So, in your opinion, I'm gonna go that lean. So that's not gonna be very applicable for me because you know I get like, and but I'm also used to because in my work, I mean, I get brain fog, I do, but somehow when I'm at work, because I've got so much responsibility, I just focus on that. What I do is I try to double check with my colleagues more. For example, if I'm doing like a calculation of a drug, I always get someone else to make sure that what I've done is right. So, but yeah, you are tired. I find when I have to go down on my knees to empty the patient's catheter, I'm dying to do that. I know in my perspective that's not going to change, but maybe people that get leaner quickly than me, or they have more muscle than me, maybe they will need to go to those extremes, or maybe they won't have to take, for example, as you said, Glenn, because it won't be that hard to get to maybe that kind of look, if that makes sense.
So yeah, I do think that as well, but also certain job roles you're drug tested, so you can't.
Not about, for example, the
But
army.
a lot of them are, yeah. So like military, I've got clients in the military. They're drug tested. They can't take things. I've got, clients, a teacher. She can't take clients in the police. Ricky's brother's in the fire service. Again, has to be natural because of that. So when you look at all those things, again, that's a limiting factor for some people. And they might be happy that, okay, you probably don't get drug tested that often, let's be honest. So they might be happy to take stuff. But also, like, you're putting your job on the line. And for most of us, it's not paying your bills, Unless you're Mr. Olympia, it's not paying your bills. So are you willing to put your job on the line for this sport? Now, for some people, they are. Cool, like, you do you. But some people aren't. So to have the opportunity to be able to step on stage naturally, to do well, to go to the Olympia naturally, et cetera, and still be secure in your job and not looking over your shoulder all the time, thinking like, shit, what if they drug test me? I'm on cycle, like, blah, blah,
Yeah.
blah. That's a massive thing. Like, I really think it is. And I think that opens a lot of doors for people as well when they think they couldn't.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't really see negatives of this new category. I don't really. Because we also try, as a fitness industry, it can be a bit hypocritic sometimes, because we want to promote people to be healthy, to promote people to exercise, and to, but then now they open a door for people that they weren't in the industry that now maybe they could be, and now we are not letting them.
It's because
So
people want to be elitist. And I honestly think that's what it is. They want to be elitist. They want to be better than everyone else. And like, just because you can step on stage in a bikini or a pair of little pants doesn't make you better than anyone.
also, the people who want to still competing in classic, they will go for classic. The people that want to still competing in double PD, they will do it. Like, this doesn't affect other categories. And also, it was another thing that they were saying, oh, now the shows will last longer. Yes, that's true,
Longer.
but fit model will be the last.
Yeah.
So that's then. If you, for example, are figure or a woman's bodybuilding, that won't interfere to you because you will still be first. So,
And
you
also,
know.
like, if you look back in the day, like, I was speaking to a lady, and her husband used to judge pro bodybuilding. She used to go to a lot of the shows, and she was saying, like, we used to go to these shows. She said, we'd be out at 2 o'clock in the morning years ago. Now you're not, and people, like, if it goes past 7 o'clock, they're like, oh, this is really late. And like, yeah, it's a long day, like, don't get me wrong, but like, you used to just accept it and be like, okay, cool, this is what it is. Whereas now it's like, oh, well, it's going to take longer. Well, we used to have shows, the last class would be going on at 2 a.m. and that was how it was. So you want to bring it back, the old school days of bodybuilding? Well, we are, and you're not happy about it, so like, make your fucking mind up.
I actually agree with you on that. I just think sometimes we bring drama when it's not really drama. And also, as I said before, I think Tyler Marion is a very clever man. I do really think he is. And I think he wants to take, the IFBB to all the levels, and he wants to make the money, and he wants to make the prices bigger. And I think he's got a lot of people advising him, clever people, So if he's doing this, it's for a reason. And wait for it, because I think in 2 years' time, 3 years' time, when this fit model has take off, I
Yeah,
think they will do the same with men physique.
I
Wait for it.
will, and
The
I think
exact
it's
is
kind of
coming.
teased anyway, hasn't it? But like you said, it's not like just Tyler's gone and gone, I'm going to do this, like, for no reason. Like you said, we listen to a lot of podcasts with other people. James, that Team Atlas, Adam, Team Elite Physique. They both said they were asking Tyler for this. They were
Yeah,
saying,
a lot of people.
and
Do you
they
know?
were part of it. They were part of creating this division. They've been asking for it, you know. And their coach is on the ground floor, like me and you, saying, we need this. Like, our athletes either don't want to look like that, or they can't look like that, and they just feel defeated by it, and therefore they're leaving the sport.
Now that you mentioned something about the coaches, that did pop in my mind. So also, is more clients available for coaches? So I have to listen those coaches saying incredibly bad things about fit model. So imagine that I've never competed in bodybuilding before, and I think, oh, this is something I want to give it a try. Do you think I'm gonna go to a coach that is talking crap about fit model? No,
No.
no. Because how I'm gonna be coached for someone that beforehand doesn't believe in me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think the coaches that they are doing that, they are just putting a pile of sand in their back because they are gonna lose potential clients.
100%, yeah. And like, you know, I've made a living out of this sport. Like, this is my job. And for me, I look at it and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I've got people now that are like, oh, maybe I could do this if I could do that class. I'm like, yeah, you could, you know. And then I've gotten another client from that. And then I've got someone then that said, oh, like, you know, I wasn't going to compete because, like, you know, I didn't want to get that big, or I didn't want to take blah, blah. And now my coach just said, you know, I could do this fit model. And will you help me to teach, like, learn the posing? Yeah, of course. So I'm
Yeah.
getting clients from that. And then
But
I'm getting really happy. And
oh,
then
sorry.
that makes room for other people to come along, and other people to come and teach posing, and other people. And like, it's a knock-on effect. You know, the more people we get in this sport, the more opportunities there is for people like myself, like your husband Simon, to be building our businesses more, for other people to come in the industry. You know, I know you'd coach a little bit on the side as well, but you might think, like, I don't want to do this nurse anymore. I just want to coach. You've
Yeah,
got that
that's true.
opportunity. And at the moment, if I'm honest, there's not enough clients out there for coaches. Like, I don't think there is, you know?
Yeah, also is a competitive industry as well in between coaches. So if it's a lot of competition and you're saying that fit model is crap, you're making your life harder.
And also,
You are.
like, even as someone as myself, that I'm not going to go and do fit model. And we kind of had a chat about this. I'll go into that a second, but I wouldn't go with a coach that's putting that down, because to me, it's not just putting down a class that I'm actually having to do with. It's also, like I said before, to me, the biggest thing is that barrier of women into sport. And if you're putting a barrier in women into sport, and you're going, yeah, like, I'm really elitist, I just look at you and think, you're a bit of a knob. I don't really want to work with you. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's my view, because you, regardless of whether I was bikini or women's bodybuilding, like, I don't want to work with someone that wants to put something down that's going to help women, because that's not what I'm about. I'm about people that want to support each other, man or woman, you know, in a sport. And when we're in a very misogynistic sport anyway, like, that's.
Yeah, I do agree. And also, I think in the pro lines, it's been like bikini girls asking for the category to be less, and
Yeah.
I think we're gonna be surprised, and we're gonna see former stars in the bikini that they haven't competed in ages. I think we're gonna see them again. It was a rumor about that it's possibly Natalia Melo would go back, but
Yeah,
as a
yeah.
model, all these kind of 10 years ago, 8 years ago athletes that. But incredible good bikini athletes, they will come back. And
Yeah, they
why not?
will. They will. And I think it's gonna be really, really good. Yeah, quickly, like, my kind of reason for not going into it is because basically I feel like when I hit the poses, I more my lats were like too much. And for me, I was like, I have to change my training anyway. Like, I don't train quads. I train a little bit of back. I train mainly glutes, a little bit of hamstrings, and delts when they're not fucking hurting. For me, like, I'm tapering down my training anyway. If I then was like, I'm going to do fit model, I'd have to taper my training more and probably pull more out. And I was like, would I find that fun? No, not really.
But also, you've got cap shoulders as well. You had it since I met you in 2020. So, things. Oh, sorry, I'm just giving a call 1 second. I think that's another of the reasons you maybe won't be exactly there, but because you do have those cup shoulders. So,
I think that's the thing. It's like people are saying, like, oh, if you've got too much muscle for a bikini, you're saying you have too much muscle than what Miss Olympia did in 2015. And I'm not saying, like, oh my God, like I'm massive, I'm way too big for this. But I am saying that I will get to a point where I would be on that borderline. My training more, I'd have to stop training certain things. And like the reason I compete is because I love training. I'd have to then stop training to do something else I enjoy. Like, it kind of doesn't really make sense for me in that respect. So that's why I'm like, nah, I'm sticking with bikini. But like when I spoke to you, I remember like it came out and I was like, Olga. But I was so like, when you said it to me, I was like, I really hope she brings this up because so many people were like slagging it off. And I was like, please don't slag it off. Please just be like, you're doing this. And you're like, I'm thinking of it. And I was like, yes, do it now.
I even said to my to Chris, to my posing coach, I did say to her, because obviously that's the pose they used to do when back in the time, and I did say before I made any decision, I did ask her, and then she said, I think you could have more possibilities or get that pro card than you would have in bikini, because as you said, at the moment my training is hard, I enjoy it, but because I keep building muscle, you know, so, and I know for bikini it will take me longer, so why not to try? And I wasn't gonna compete this year, Molly, but I feel if I don't do it, I'll regret it.
And now
And
we've
then
got new prep buddies.
so I just want to try it and then see if I stay there or if I carry on for bikini. But I think the first year of it is the year of doing it, because if I wait for next year, is where the boom is going to be.
100%. But yeah, it's been great having you on. The last
Same,
question.
I've loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, we'll get you on again at some point. The last question I've got for you is, if for anyone listening to this podcast today, what is the one thing you'd want them to take away?
Take the positives. Take the positive of this category. And if you want to go for it, just go for it, despite of the drama, behind it. And if you feel you fit it, put the work, put the, follow your plan, get a coach that is passionate about this, category as well, and just do it and see whether you fit or not. I think it's great, and if it's people, there are people out there that they've never tried it, they don't really know where they go, just go for it.
Yeah, love that. And if people want to find you, if they've got any questions, if they want to follow your journey to fit model, where can they find you to?
Well, my Instagram, I would say, is my main thing, is Olga the Biking Girl, and my DMs are always open for anyone that wants to follow my journey or any advice or how I'm finding the category when I compete in it. And I want to ask you something as well, Molly. What is the same question that you asked me? What would you tell the people from what we discussed today? What you want them to get with, from this?
You know what I would say is, don't give a shit what other people are saying about something that has actually got fuck all to do with them. Like, if you want to go and do this class, if you want to go do any class, if you're just thinking about competing and think like, I think I might want to give this a go. Go and do it. Like, who cares what your neighbor down the road or someone that you work with thinks? Who cares what someone on Instagram slagging off some class thinks? It doesn't matter. Like, go and do what you want to do. Follow your heart and do what is, and more importantly, and like why I was so glad this class came along after our whole conversation about like, should you use drugs, whatever. Go do what feels right for you. Like, more than anything, what feels right for you. Because that's what's going to make you happy. You know, if you stick in a class because you're too worried about what fucking so and so on Instagram thinks of you, you're not going to be happy. Do what feels right for you. Don't feel the pressure to do something or not do something. Do what is right for you, basically.
Also, another point for those bikini girls that they don't want to go to fit model because they think that people are going to think they are not good athletes. It's nothing to do with being a good or a bad athlete. Is this is a new division, which is mean it's a new opportunity. And if some people think you're doing it because you are less, like, not good enough, that's their problem. Do you
Yeah,
know? If
don't need them in your
one
life.
day, if it happens that you get your pro card as a fit model, you will be the one with the pro card and
Yeah.
not the people talking around. So I just would say, not just for the new people that they've never competed, but all those bikini girls that they're trying hard to be bikini, but they don't seem to get what they want, just give it a go to the fit model. And then if you don't like it, go back to bikini, but
Yeah.
give it a go.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you so much. If you want to follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is Molly underscore fortitude underscore coaching, because we've had a rebrand, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have. So yeah, go check that out as well. If you obviously want to join the team, drop me a message. And yeah, thank you, Olga, so much for coming on. And we'll see you guys in the next episode where I've got another guest coming on. So see you then. Bye.